NBA preview time, and we are talking Philadelphia 76ers today with Sixers writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer, Keith Pompey. Keith, how are we doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well, man. How about you?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks a lot for taking the time to chat with us, Keith. I guess, first of all, I kind of with these previews, I like to look back on the year before and kind of review, and certainly looking back on the 76ers season. I guess you're the wordsmith there. So how would you put the 76ers season last year?
Wow, that's a great question, believe it or not. Let's just say disappointment. I mean, that's the biggest one to talk about, because when you think of it, you know, the 76ers went all in last summer, and they got, you know, Paul George to go to build a big three with Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey, and they thought that they were going to contend for a title, and they had a lot of injuries. And then all of a sudden, they ended up tanking the last 2 months of the season. So last season was a major disappointment for the Sixers from the start, dealing with all the injuries.
Yeah, the injuries, you know, not only with the stars, but also, you know, Jared McCain starts off the year. It's like he's going to be rookie of the year. He gets injured as well. I mean, what do you chalk that all up to, Keith, other than maybe bad luck? Certainly, you know, Joel Embiid has a history with injuries, Paul George a little bit as well. I mean, what are your... You know, how do they avoid that this year, if possible?
You know what, I think the Joel Embiid situation, like, we knew he had a bad knee going into the season, and he played into the Olympics. And there are some people who say, hey, maybe he should not have. But when you look at the rest of them, it was a lot of bad luck. You know, Paul George hyperextended his knee in the preseason. Then he came back, he did it again, and he just could never get healthy. The same thing with Jared McCain. He was playing extremely well, and then all of a sudden he tears his meniscus. But the best thing for the 76ers are they got to think long term. You know, right now you have McCain out with a thumb issue. You know, Embiid is kind of sort of day to day. Paul George is out right now. And I think they got to think big picture, meaning, you know what, we got to take our time, try to see if we can win without them, and then bring them all in and have it going for the playoffs, right? Because right now I feel like they have a small margin, and the problem is if the 76ers don't get healthy, they're not going to be able to compete in the East.
Right. Looking at the offseason here a little bit, Keith, some departures: Jared Butler, Ricky Council, Gershon Yabusele. Those guys are all gone. Not huge names there. Obviously added Trenton Watford on 2-year $5.3 million contract. Agreed to some deals with some guy, Quentin Grimes. He accepted the qualifying offer. Eric Gordon's back. Kyle Lowry, Justin Edwards. And then the number three pick, VJ Edgecombe, coming in. So I guess overall, if you were a 76ers fan, what would you be feeling optimistic about coming into this season?
You know, it's weird because you talk about those guys. I guess the biggest name is VJ Edgecombe, right? Mm-hmm. You're optimistic about his athleticism. You know, you're optimistic that, you know, he's a guy that you can help in regards to be a running mate for Tyrese Maxey from years to come. Another guy, Quentin Grimes. You know, Quentin Grimes, his shot-making ability, right? But when you look at the moves that the 76ers made, comparable to, like, the New York Knicks, the Atlanta Hawks, even the Milwaukee Bucks going out and getting Miles Turner, you know, you look at it and you say to yourself, is this going to be enough for them to compete with the other teams in the East? Because, you know, they got young talent and they got a bunch of minimum salary players. But at the same time, these other teams who were better than them last year reloaded with impact players.
Yeah. So what would you say, Keith, is kind of the, or maybe not what you would say, maybe what are they saying about, you know, the goal of this year? I mean, are they in a different spot from where they were at the beginning of last season to this year?
You know, it's crazy because, you know, typically, like, all last year, they were talking about championship, championship, mm-hmm. championship, even before they started tanking. And now they're talking about, you know, taking it day to day. We're trying to win the day. We're trying to do this. So the Sixers, like, outwardly lowered the expectations, which is something I'm not used to hearing from them, and at least not over the last 4 years. So I think that they know that a lot of things have to go right with the health, but what they're doing is they're just lowering the expectations for this upcoming season.
Mm-hmm. Keith Pompey again, Philadelphia Inquirer, talking 76ers. And Keith, coming from where we are, sitting where I'm sitting, in terms of the, you know, area that we cover, Nick Nurse is from a high school near us, and we cover the school that he went to. So I guess, what are your assessments of Nick? I mean, you can be brutally honest if you want. It doesn't matter. Nobody's going to get their feelings hurt. Is this a big year for him?
Yeah, it's a huge year for him. I mean, when you look at it, and here's the thing about the high school. Like, I went to the high school too. I mean, to do a story on Nick, and I was amazed of what a great athlete he was. Like in three sports, you know, he was a sports athlete of the year in Iowa his senior year, right?
Yep.
So here's the thing. I think that, and you kind of feel sorry for Nick Nurse because this is a vital year for him. But you look at it right now, you know. He does not have Joel Embiid full time, right? Yeah. Paul George has yet to play, practice, you know, 5-on-5. The same thing for Jarrett McCain. And it was the same thing the years before. There was always injuries or a contract situation. So you look at it and you say to yourself, Nick Nurse is a great coach, you know, a championship coach. He won on every level, but you feel like his hands are a little tied because he hasn't had a training camp since he's been here where he can get all the pieces together and build. So you kind of feel bad for him. But yeah, this is a year. This is like a make or break year for him and the Sixers.
Yeah. When it comes to the plan that he gave the 76ers when he was hired, he hasn't really been able to enact it because nobody's been healthy enough, or not the entire roster anyway, Keith. So when it comes to the Sixers this year, defining success. I mean, what does that look like? What is a successful season for Philadelphia this season?
You know, it's crazy. Even though the 76ers want to lower expectations, right? You know, I think the people in Philadelphia, they're going to define this success by getting out of the second round, right? They're going to define success getting out of the second round, you know, and even still, because when you look at it, You say the expectations are low, but you still have three max players. You have two players who could be future Hall of Famers in Paul George and Joel Embiid, right? We definitely know Joel is. So I hate to say it, even though they want to lower the bar, and I know they have a bunch of injuries, these guys have to be healthy, and they have to get out of the second round because this is the reason why they brought all these guys in here for, is to get out of the second round.
Yep, no doubt. Keith Pompey, again, Philadelphia Inquirer, Philadelphia 76ers writer, and our NBA preview on the Sixers today. Keith, we really appreciate the time. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the season, all right?
Oh, thanks, man. I really appreciate it.